the morning. Welcome to Bookcasting, a splitternit podcast from Norway. Yes, my name is Ola Vea, and I'm here with my guest, Tom Erik Støver.
Hello.
Today we are going to talk about a book called Steve Jobs.
Yes, by what's his name?
He also wrote Thomas Edison's biography and Graham Bell.
Yes, I forgot.
At least
his name.
At least to my memory.
Oh, Walter Isaacson.
Walter Isaacson.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm listening to this book right now on
Audible. Very good.
Audible.com. I think he's reading it himself, isn't he? Is he?
Isaacson?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Maybe he is.
I also listened to it.
I'm not sure.
I'm listening to it for the second time now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to tell you a little bit about why you should either listen to this book or, well, why you should listen to this book. That's what we're going to tell you.
Yeah.
And how it starts. And we're going to give you a chance to vote on one out of two parts of the book that you can, quotes from the book that you can listen to here at our Bookcasting podcast.
Yeah, so it's narrated by, or read rather.
Look.
By Dylan Baker.
Did you see that guy?
No.
He had the trope helmet, which is called in Norwegian.
Yeah.
Trope helmet? I don't know.
Tropic helmet?
Tropic
hat? Tropical hat?
I don't think so.
Some kind of safari hat?
He was on a safari.
Yeah. So Dylan Baker.
Dylan Baker?
Reads the book on Audible. You can also read it, you know, as a regular book.
On paper, actually. Absolutely. I've seen it.
If you want to kill trees.
Yes, and the animals living in the forests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people, I guess.
Little people with the bows and arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you want to kill them, then you could also read it on paper, of course.
It's totally okay with us. We like killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
how does it start, this book?
How does it start? Well, it starts with his childhood.
Yes.
And Steve Jobs was adopted.
Yes.
By, so, well, what?
He was adopted.
No, I can't remember. His mother was,
Are you going to make this into a race thing?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's not
his
go
His father.
There.
Oh. His father was Iranian?
He was some Syrian kind of turban-wearing Arab with a Kalashnikov. And that's why his mother did not want to keep
No, so he was adopted by a car mechanic.
Yes.
In San Francisco.
Yes.
And he grew up hanging out with his father in his father's shop.
Yes.
In his garage.
Yes.
And he was not only a car mechanic, he was also some kind of carpenter. He made stuff.
He made lots of stuff.
He made stuff out of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. And I think it was basically his father, his adoptive father.
Let's just call him the father.
The father, yeah, not the biological father, but just the father.
Yes,
was the guy that taught him, you know, that the most important thing about, you know, a product is the finishing, the way
yes.
it looks,
yes.
the way it feels,
yes,
you know, and whatever is inside is, you know, should, you know, follow the standard. But I mean, the outside yes. gives the first impression. And I think that's something that has followed Steve Jobs to the end.
Yes. And he was also he also liked cars.
He was very much into cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good looking cars.
Because his father, in addition to working as a car mechanic, he
yes.
did on his spare time, he bought old crap cars
yes.
and, you know, fixed them up
yes.
and sold them for a profit.
Yes.
And he made. I think that's, you know, if there's two things about Steve Jobs that has contributed to his success, I think is one, you know, the fact that a product is judged by its exterior.
Yes.
And second, the fact that you can always make more profit than you first think that you make.
Yes, and one of the reasons why I did it, his father would go to some place, I don't really remember, but where you bought the parts.
Yes.
And he would know better than the guy in the shop what the parts were worth. And because of that, he would pay less.
Yes, he would haggle.
He would haggle like hell.
Yeah.
And he would, so he would get better value for the parts. And that's something that Steve Jobs started doing very early.
Yeah.
And we can also see it now. The Apple is getting their parts not only cheap, because they buy so much, but they also get first priority.
And they sell them expensive.
Yes, like his father did.
Yeah.
Put together the parts and you sell something a lot more expensive.
So the parts for the Mac,
yep,
are cheaper than the parts for other computers, yet the Mac sell for more.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
A lot of people would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a lesson learned for, or a lesson to be taught for anyone,
yes,
selling anything, is that take the price that you first come up with and maybe double it or triple it.
Yes.
And that's what you should sell it for.
That's a very good lesson. Or as one of my, one guy in another book said, that's when something went wrong with the mission they were on that they were paid for, he said, that's why I always take double.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. So, but what's something else he learned from his father about practical things was that his father basically believed that he could fix, if something was broken, he could fix it.
Exactly.
And Steve Jobs took it a little further. And as many people said, he believed that if he decided to do something, he could do it.
Yeah.
And so could you.
Yeah.
Because he decided that you could do it.
If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Yes.
And since he could do anything, then anyone could do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially people working for him.
Exactly. So that's that's what he came to expect of everyone who ever worked for him. Is, yes, that they could do anything,
yes,
in the world. Yeah.
That's so, but we are going to, so this is the start of the book. And he, this all sounds very rosy and, yeah, positive.
Yeah.
But it's not.
He wasn't all that of a nice guy.
No. In the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning, he was not.
No.
No.
He was into pranks.
Pranks.
Making fun.
Yes.
So in school, what did he do in school?
You're going to do.
I'm going to tell.
Yeah, the first story.
Oh yeah. So he got all the other students in his school or in his class, I guess.
Yes, when he was a little kid.
When he was a little in elementary school.
Yes.
So he got all combination codes for their locks,
yes,
the bike locks.
Yes.
I don't know how he got. He asked them individually.
Yes.
To entrust him with their codes.
Yes.
And nobody knew that he had all the other guys' codes as
but
well.
But he did.
But he did. So when he got all of them, he went out when nobody could see him.
Yes.
And swapped all the locks.
Yes.
And when people came out of class
to go home,
they couldn't get their bikes unlocked because he had swapped all the locks.
Yeah, that's right. That's Steve.
I don't know if he ever was caught. Probably he was, because people must have found out.
He was the only one.
Who knows my code?
Yes.
Steve?
Yeah.
He knows your code too? What?
Yeah. This is real stupid of us. Yeah. Well, the thing is with Steve, so at some point people should have learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this was not the only prank he did.
No.
He decided that we should have bring your pet to school day.
Yeah.
Nice. Totally illegal. Unofficially. He just made a poster or several posters. Put them up on school. This is also elementary. And it said, bring your pet to school day and a day. And people did. What are you doing? It sounded bad.
I was pouring apple juice.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And they did. So the cats were chased around by the dogs, and it was total mayhem. And
the cats were up in the curtains.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was bad.
And I don't know about the snakes and I don't know.
The snakes in the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was bad.
Yeah,
so pretty bad. So this is so when we already started talking about the parents, let's keep going because the teachers, they decided this had to end. So they had a meeting with Steve's parents. And then his father explained to the teacher that this was their own fault. If they could not keep Steve interested at school,
yeah,
they had to do better.
Yeah.
Because if he was bored, he was going to do pranks.
Yeah.
And that's... Steve always felt that he was special.
Yeah.
Chosen. And for a reason. Because his parents also believed.
Because he was adopted.
Yes.
And he was convinced at an early age that he was adopted for a reason. They had chosen him specifically, yes, out of all the other candidates.
That's what they told him to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because they felt that they had to, compensate for the fact that his biological parents had left him.
Yes.
But this kind of went into his head and grew into a very large ego.
Yes.
About him being very special.
Yes.
And I guess that's something that we could come back to. But it's
we could do it right now.
We could do it right now. It influences him in very many
not so positive ways.
Not so positive ways. Someone would say that it makes him a little evil.
I would.
Yeah. In the way that he treats other people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. For example, his colleague when he first started Apple.
Yes.
Steve Wozniak.
Yes.
That's
very good because now we come to part two.
Yes.
Why should you read this book? And it's because of the stories about Steve and his relationship with people.
Yeah.
And one of those people is Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
And maybe we should listen to...
We could listen to a clip.
Yes, we have a little clip here. Clippity-clop.
Clippity-clop.
The Commodore flirtation brought to the surface a potential conflict between Jobs and Wozniak. Were they truly equal in what they contributed to Apple and what they should get out of it? Jerry Wozniak, who exalted the value of engineers over mere entrepreneurs and marketers, thought most of the money should be going to his son. He confronted Jobs personally when he came by the Wozniak house. "You don't deserve shit," he told Jobs. "You haven't produced anything." Jobs began to cry, which was not unusual. He had never been and would never be adept at containing his emotions. He told Steve Wozniak that he was willing to call off the partnership. "If we're not 50-50, he said to his friend, "you can have the whole thing." Wozniak, however, understood better than his father the symbiosis they had. If it had not been for Jobs, he might still be handing out schematics of his boards for free at the back of homebrew meetings. It was Jobs who had turned his ingenious designs into a budding business, just as he had with the blue box. He agreed they should remain partners.
Yeah, so maybe some of you got a little confused there because there were two people. It was called Wozniak. So the guy who was saying, "you don't deserve a shit," it was Steve Wozniak's father, who's also an engineer in his own right and very brilliant. Yeah.
He worked at one of the Silicon startups.
Yeah, which one?
Didn't he?
Hewlett Packard, no.
Steve Wozniak's father?
Yeah, I think so.
Hewlett Packard, maybe it was, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so what is this this clip that we just heard, what does that tell us about, you know, the general...
Steve?
The general feeling or atmosphere of this book.
Yeah. Steve is very much into getting things his way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we said before, he believed that he was chosen. So It was just right that things should be his way.
I guess that means he thought that the idea, whatever ideas he came up with, were also special and chosen.
Absolutely.
Because they were his.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And the interesting thing about Steve Jobs, as we all know, is that his belief in his own chosenness and specialness and his own ideas' specialness worked. Yeah. So if it was because he was chosen as special or because he really believed it, it's very hard to know. But the result of all this was the position where he ended up in, which was very special.
Which was?
Very special. Very special position.
In what sense?
He changed different industries.
Yeah.
And gave us products that other people had tried to give us. And then suddenly he just made it work. Yeah.
And he saw business opportunities where others did not.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Because he was able to I guess from that what he learned from his father.
Yes.
That he could he knew that the actual value of something or
yes.
The amount of money that people were willing to pay for something is much higher than you would think.
Than the cost.
Yeah. Than the cost, yeah.
And it's very interesting the whole so Steve Wozniak is totally different.
Mm.
It's very interesting that those two guys are working together because they are in so many ways different, and especially when it comes to this whole thing with the money. And
because Wozniak, he didn't care about the money.
He made stuff and he gave it away. He basically he gave away the drawings for the first Apple machines to people because he wanted them to make them. Yeah. And Steve Wozniak understood that he needed Steve to, like he said in the clip here, needed him to make money from this, basically.
Yeah.
So
basically why you should read this book is because it gives you true stories from real life.
Yes.
About Steve Jobs. And
The people around him.
And the people around him.
Yes.
And that gives an interesting perspective to one of the, one of the greatest companies today.
Yes.
Apple.
Yes.
Whether or not you like it.
Yes.
That's.
It's a very, you get, this. So the story is not really, it's not only about Steve and his personality at all.
Mm.
It just gives a flavoring to all the stories because you hear the stories about what happens and a lot of the other people that are involved are also very interesting people.
Mm.
And you learn about that period of time in the United States and what was going on. And Steve was also very involved in the counterculture.
He was a hippie.
Yeah, he liked to get drugged up on acid and
And he went to India to find a guru.
Yeah.
And he went around barefoot.
Yeah.
All the time.
In the States.
In the States, yeah.
He didn't like to shower.
He hated showering.
Yes. Because he believed that he had a very special diet.
Yeah.
And
he was a fruitarian.
Yes.
He ate only fruit.
That was the reason why he didn't have body odor.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Which was really true.
That was really true.
Yeah. So, people had problems establishing, you know, relations with him.
Yes.
Because he was kind of physically, you know, disgusting.
But that was okay because he had problems establishing relationships with people too.
Yeah.
So it was mutual.
Yeah.
Yes. So this one company he worked at, Atari, he worked at night.
Yeah.
Because people basically demanded.
Yeah.
That he...
Because he smelled so bad.
And, yes. And he was unpleasant in many ways.
Yeah.
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 But, you know, despite that, he was hired because they thought he was, you know, a brilliant guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Despite of his lack of hygiene.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in the end, we would like to present you the choice.
Yes.
Of, you know, a passage from the book.
Yes.
That you can get on the next show. Yes. or on a later show.
Yes.
And the first choice is the first alternative.
Yeah, so Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs, they had very different styles.
Yeah.
And in some instances, the end result was that Steve Jobs tricked Steve Wozniak. And we have a special passage here where he really tricks him.
Yeah.
Yes.
In a very not graceful way.
Yeah. So that's a good passage.
And the other one is about his the people that work for him.
Yes.
He tricks them too.
Indeed, he tricks them, but
he lies to them.
But that's okay because he also bullies them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
so treats them like as, you know.
Yeah. So it's not like he's tricking them like I'm charming you now into doing this and that. He's very to the point.
Blatant, yeah.
Yes. Nobody everybody gets what they see basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not playing any games.
And I suppose that all comes out of his self-given status as, you know, special
or yes.
The chosen one.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just remembered at some point he shows that he actually has some kind of self-irony about all this.
Oh.
Because he shows up to a costume party.
Yes.
Dressed as Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody thinks it's kind of, you know, weird.
Yes.
But he does it to, you know, show people that he is aware of his, you know, kind of acting out as the chosen one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
It's a very interesting... I think, yeah.
I think that's a good way to end.
Yes. So, you listen to this book. It's good. Steve Jobs.
Yes. See you later.
See you later.